Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. To start off today's episode, we're going to talk about the Fortnite Batman comics as yesterday, actually, I didn't end up getting around to making an episode. I was doing some other stuff. And so pretty much we have some information about the comics. So on May 4th, issue number 2 released, which if you redeem the code, would get you the Batman Zero Wing Glider, which is actually currently in the item shop. So if you don't buy the code and you still want the, the Batman Zero outfit, the Battle Worn Cape, the Batman Zero Wing Glider, or the Grappling Axe, then you can buy them in the shop right now. If you want to end up getting them, with the codes, if you are like subscribed to DC Infinite or something and you'd rather do it that way, you can always do it that way, because they have said they have some tweets over where it was talking about it, and pretty much it says, have Batman questions, as long as all 6 comic book codes redemptions, digital or physical, are on the same Epic account, you should be eligible for the Armored Batman Zero outfit. Please note that purchasing an outfit from the item shop separately will not count as a redemption. If you already own an outfit, you can still redeem a code for the same item. This will not return your V-Bucks to your account, but it will allow you to be eligible for the Armored Batman Zero outfit after redeeming all 6 codes. The Armored Batman Zero outfit will be additionally available in the item shop after all comic releases. So this means, I know that some people thought that you were going to be getting the Armored Batman skin as an exclusive skin, but that is not the case. It is going to be an item shop skin, but you can get it for with the comics for free if you buy the comics. But right now you can buy the different Batman Zero skin in the item shop right now. You should be able to get most of these by just redeeming the codes as... And if you redeem the codes after purchasing them, you're not going to be you will have to still enter the codes to be eligible to get the all 6 codes reward, which is the Armored Batman style. And so for me, it would be 900 V-Bucks, since I already have the glider with the code. It would be 900 V-Bucks to get the skin, pickaxe, and loading screen. Or I can wait and then get the rest of the items from codes from the things and get the Armored Batman, since I would be losing out of V-Bucks if I bought it this way. But although that is the case, there is going to be a way to get them with the codes, and you can still buy them in the shop if you want them early. Also, that was from the Fortnite status. They also said that the game map and creative mode on Android has returned to normal for islands, and they will let you know when the map is returns to normal in the welcome hub. So in the hub, it's not back to normal, but in your island it is. And they released further fixes for the issue on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, causing players to sometimes experience long load times before and after matches. I have experienced this both ways. I play on PS4. I'm waiting on my PC to come. It should be coming in like a week, and I'll be doing some streams and videos from it after that, so you can go check them out there. I'll say when I'm gonna be doing those, because it's not yet, I haven't gotten it yet, but it will be coming, and then I'll be doing some stuff with it. But pretty much what is gonna happen is that is fixed, I'm pretty sure is what it says. But then there's some of the other bugs that has been being worked on. Some of the general top issues that they're investigating and working on right now is replay mode missing on GeForce Now. That is being investigated and will be fixed eventually. Stage 4 style, the prisoner doesn't always show its fire effects. And looking at it in the locker, there's absolutely zero effects on it. It just shows the skin with zero effects, because I have the stage 4 of the prisoner, and there's absolutely zero effects. What, like, none. If I go into the item shop and do an emote, there might be one. But, nope, no, there's no effects. So, if you're trying to get effects on your skin and it's not there, that is why it is just a bug right now. And it should be fixed sometime soon. But, moving on to the next bug. Player built structures have reduced visuals and PC performance mode. This is a really big one because I was on my friend's PC the other week, and he has a lower end PC, and so he was playing on performance mode. You cannot see the floors when you're underneath them. They're invisible. Also, they're working on stability issues on PC with DX12 beta. The issue where they cannot create system level parties on PS5 and PS4 is going to be fixed in the next update. The harmonic, I think is what it's called. Harmonic axes have a bug right now where the trail color doesn't always match the selected style. And those pickaxes are the part of the sky, the dual sky duels picks, the rocks pickaxes, the dual wielded pickaxes for her. There's a bug with them. The unfinished style for Suki. The update is as of May 4th of the maintenance patch. The unfinished style of Suki has been removed and the completed style will be added. I think that there's some people who are going to like that white style and they should just add it as a style. And then for Battle Royale top issues, you're unable to fish while inside certain vehicles is it being investigated. Taking damage to cars while in motion is being worked on. Landing at a different location than intended when dropping from the battle bus is being investigated. PC audio source does not change in-game source is it being worked on. And then for fix the next update, long pressing the inventory button selects first craftable item. And hunt wildlife quest not tracking quest progress properly. And then there is stuttering movement when driving in cars has been there. They fixed it, but they're continuing to monitor reports of where vehicle behavior while they're working on some more specific issues. And then as of for Save the World is still exactly the same. So that is all of the bugs pretty much right now. We'll go over those. Actually, there's some creative bugs that we have here that I forgot to go over. The save point device temporarily disabled because players were unable to disable save resources. The HUD displaying incorrect memory costs before placing device or gallery is in development. Invalid code is populated on the island select screen is in development. Vehicle explosions not properly triggered with destroy with transmit on is in development. Barrier device not preventing players to build through them is in investigating. I've definitely experienced that one. If any of you play Clix box fights, you know you'd be able to build a box outside of the barrier before the game starts. I've been using that a lot whenever I'm playing as someone. The ocean is invisible in the minimap. Players can encounter infinite loading screen while flying out of the island. Switching from one island to another keeps previous island settings. Build not properly editing when building slash editing fast and creative, which is a problem for some really fast editors, is fixed next game update. Phone booth device issues is fixed next game update. Recent islands list does not update is fixed in next update. Problematic features not functioning correctly is fixed in next update. And small white boxes appearing on consumable thumbnails is going to be fixed. Some of the stuff is that the kickoff set is going to return this weekend, if any of you wanted that. That is the new soccer skins, not the old soccer skins. So that's like the old ones, like Poised Playmaker and Clinical Crosser, are not coming back that we know of. They could come back, but the new ones are probably going to come back. It is not 100% confirmed, but it's like 90%. So if you wanted those ones, they should be coming back. But that is all for that, pretty much. So why don't we now go into the item shop? We're not going to take a break today because of how short the episode is. But starting us off in the item shop, we have the Diamond Hands skin back with the Gains back bling for 1,200 V-Bucks. Really cool skin here. The Birdie skin, what a really cool skin, for 800 V-Bucks is back. The Driver pickaxe, if you guys don't own this one, I recommend getting it. It's a really good single-handed, really good default animation pickaxe. It's only 500 V-Bucks and has a really clean sound. One of my favorite skins is back, the Grimmior skin with the hollow skull back bling, and she does have those two styles, the hoodie and default style. The Forsaken Strike, I have had this one since it first came out, and this one's really good. That one's really cool to use. Also, we have a really reactive skin back here today, the Deadfire skin, which has two styles, the default and the ghost style. And he's 2,000 V-Bucks, and you can get his back bling, which is also reactive for 2,000 with the ghost style as well. Also, you have the Dark Shard Pickaxe, which has the default and Spectral Shard Pickaxe for 1,200 V-Bucks. We also have the Batman skins, as I said, back in here today. They came out yesterday. Instead of the Star Wars skins, we got Batman and Wake Rider. Not everyone is such a big fan about that. Yeah, if you don't really like that, it's sorry, but those are the ones that are back instead of the Star Wars skins. Also, though, we have is Munitions Expert back, and that is really cool, one of my favorites. Then we're going to have Survival Specialist also back for 1,200, really cool skin. A new wrap, the BZ Does It wrap for 500, and it is animated. The Blue Camo wrap back for 300, the Primo Moves back for 500, and the Burpee back for 200. And then for the Batman stuff, the Batman Zero Outfit is 1,500, the Grappling Axe is 800, and the Zero Wing Glider is 1,200, and the whole entire bundle, if you own the glider, is only 900. Now, we do have a new bundle in here, but we're going to wait to go over the bundle till we get back from the break. I know I said that we're not going to break, but my item shop is a little bit bugged and it's not letting me view the items, so I can't tell you guys what's in the pack. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go over the LTMs and the rest of the special items in the item shop. Okay, now welcome back from the break. Why don't we finish going over what is in the item shop for today? And guess what it is? It is probably something that a lot of you guys have been looking for getting and coming out. It is the brand new pack, the Knights of the Food Court pack, and it's going to cost you maybe a little much, but 2,600 V-Bucks. You can get this for like 20 bucks, and you got like 200 V-Bucks left over. But you get the in it, when you get it, you'll get the Sir Burger skin, the Spatulady of the Lake's Favored Knight, the beef steel blade, the condiments of its victims still closing it to its battle, still cling to its blade. I mean, sound a lot. Really cool backling here. It's like a sword stabbed through a burger, which is kind of weird because he is a burger. And then his pickaxe is a. These are all very hard names, so sorry if I get these like all wrong. But it's the Durbergian Battle Spatch, and I'm pretty sure this one's gonna have that sword animation. So really cool pickaxe there. Then we also have the Zarya the Cruel skin, heart blacker than olives, and a spirit saltier than sardines. And this one's a tomato head one. With his back bling, the Zarian mantle, may your cheese be melty, may your crust never yield. And then his pickaxe, the Zarian slicers, life's crusty, slice hard. And these ones are dual wield. Then we have so those two were the male versions, and then we have the Pico de Galliant skin, which is a female version. And I really like this one. This one's probably my favorite out of the set, because I always like the taco one skin more than the rest. And this one, I just really like. She has a pepper on her head, and it says, Seeker of the Guacamole Grail, with her back bling, the Buckler Supreme. Skimpeth not the on the sour cream. And it's really cool. We also have the Chunky Salsax back bling. Pickaxe. And then the Combo Meal Loading Screen, which you get for. And you get all of those items, the three skins, three pickaxes, three back blings, and pickaxe, so 10 items in total for 2,600 V-Bucks. Really good deal there. We also have the Hazard Platoon pack in here with the Centurion outfit with the Centurion Assault style, the Gallant Gear back bling with the Assault style, the Centurion Edge pickaxe, the Centurion Edge Assault, style and 600 V-Bucks. Pretty good there. And the Last Laugh bundle is still in here. Those anime skins are now out of the shop. If you wanted to get them, they are now gone. They've been in there for about a month now, so if you wanted them, you probably already got them, but they are now gone. So that is pretty much all of the item shop for today. So why don't we go over what is our LTMs for today? So our LTMs today is we have our Team Rumble, Creative Battle Lab, and Souls and Arena, but we have Knockout Air Raid, which is a brand new duos game mode. Compete in a 4-round bracket squad battle. The team with the most eliminations at the end of the round moves on. You'll have a jetpack with a low gravity environment, so take to the air to claim victory. Respawn and looting is on. Then Wild West squads fight for the victory using a limited set of weapons such as hunting rifles, shotguns, and dynamite. This town ain't big enough for the hundreds of us. Then we have the advanced red versus blue still in here. Shadow versus ghost, which I'm guessing is just red versus blue, but it's white and black. And then we have Fortnite fashion show where you can just make combos and have people vote on it for whose is the best. Now that is pretty much everything that we have to cover in today's episode. But oh yes, I forgot the final thing. If you have the Fortnite crew right now, not only will you get in the Fortnite crew the Daimo skin, Sorrow's Edge backlink, Sorrow's Reach pickaxe, Doom Deco wrap, Skull Stalker loading screen, you'll also get 3 months of Spotify Premium. You'll get Save the World, the Daimos Hero in Save the World, and you'll get permanent access to it. And what you're not gonna get with it though is you're not gonna get the V-Bucks. You don't get V-Bucks anymore. That's only if you're a founder. So I get V-Bucks from doing challenges, but if you buy it now, you won't. But if you bought it before it was released fully, then you won't. And you'll get 1,000 V-Bucks if you buy it, and you'll get the Battle Pass. And if you already have the Battle Pass, you'll get 950 V-Bucks, unless if you haven't gotten those for joining the crew yet for the season. And on top of that, every Tuesday you're going to be getting a free item. And this Tuesday we got the Parallel Universe loading screen, which is honestly really cool. I actually have it equipped right now. It's actually like a really cool wrap. Can't wait to use to have that as like my main loading screen right now. It's just that good of a loading screen. It's really unique too. It's one of those artist created ones. This one is it doesn't say it was created by, but is created by somebody. That's pretty much all that we have today, except for some news in the news tab. We have Tuna Trouble. Curiosity got the best of the cat, and it's pretty much just teasing upcoming cartoon pack, which some people had noticed might be coming out because of a banner icon in the battle pass and a spray that was in the battle pass. If I can find it, it is at tier. I don't know what tier was at. It was something in the battle pass where like they were like all it was like three characters wrestling like they were in a cartoon. I should have looked for this beforehand. But it is one of the loading screens that you will get. Not loading screens, sprays that you'll get by completing challenges and leveling up. But that is all for today's episode. Of course, tomorrow's episode will have the new week's quest to go over. But now that we've done all that, if you'd like to find me anywhere else, you can, of course, find me over on Twitch at ExotNumi or on YouTube, just Numi there. And pretty much just go subscribe there and follow on Twitch. But until next time, guys, goodbye.